The municipality of Tantramar has a new manager of active living and culture. Jamie Ferguson started in the position just over 2 months ago, working out of the Tantramar Veterans Memorial Civic Center under Director of Active Living, Matt Pride. The job of Manager of Active Living includes overseeing all of Tantramar's parks, trails, sports fields, green spaces, as well as the Tantramar Veterans Memorial Civic Center. Ferguson also oversees special events and programming in parks and facilities, including hiring and managing a team of 18 summer students. CHMA got a chance to sit down with Ferguson at his home base at the Civic Center last week and started off asking him about his background and how he ended up in Tantramar.
My career definitely has been a bit of a winding path. So I originally grew up in Nova Scotia and went to the Nova Scotia Agricultural College with an undergrad, obviously in agriculture, with a focus on environmental biology. From there, I really worked a lot doing community stewardship and community programming with our farming communities, really looking at their practices from an environmental perspective and providing grant opportunities to them to improve their practices environmentally. So, you know, looking at their manure storage, if they were livestock farmers, fencing cattle out of creeks, planting trees, those sorts of things. That path sort of led me, that was my first introduction to the Tantramar Marshes, actually, was through that work. I did have a one-year contract with the Nova Scotia Department of Natural Resources, looking at wildlife habitat stewardship and agriculture. And my supervisor at the time was part of the Nova Scotia Eastern Habitat Joint Venture, which has roles here in Tantramar. And so that was my first exposure to sort of Sackville and the Tantramar Marshes, which really captured my heart. From there, I ended up doing a master's in geography with a focus on natural resources, but really, again, with that community focus of community management of those resources. Ended up working with the agricultural community in Ontario a bit through there, and then switched gears into more of an urban focus with the city of Mississauga doing forestry work. And that sort of expanded out into my parks role. And again, just sort of that mixed bag, which has been my career, which has been pretty exciting because it also oversaw so some of our programming for parks, a lot of work with our community groups, and then also the public marinas on Lake Ontario, as well as our cemeteries program. But the common theme has always been sort of that community focus, working with the community, providing programs, kind of, you know, providing that opportunity for the community members and our residents to really develop programs and to deliver things in partnership with the municipality. So that's been sort of kind of that focus. So when this job came up, it was great because it kind of had that mixed of a little bit of everything, but that constant theme of community kind of sticking through, but also new opportunities to learn and grow with, you know, the arena here and just a new place and kind of getting back to those rural roots. You know, Southern Ontario definitely was a great learning opportunity, but can be pretty draining with the pace of life. So it was time to kind of get back to the East Coast and back to those, you know, rural, smaller town pace of life and opportunities. So
I was going to ask, working for Mississauga and now coming in working for Tantramar, there must be like a fair amount of difference, maybe also some similarities. I don't know. What would you say are the biggest differences that, you know, come to bear so far in your work?
I think the biggest differences really are just that contrast of like urban. I believe the Mississauga population is roughly that of the entire province of New Brunswick. So working for a municipality the size of, you know, a province now that I'm working in, it has been probably one of the biggest changes, just in terms of population scope and size. You know, going through the interview process and researching working for Sackville, I think one of the things that really stood out here with Tantramar is that, you know, even though it's a smaller community, the number of programs and community events and outreach happening here blew me away compared to, you know, sort of what was being developed and kind of programmed in Mississauga. So
on per capita basis, we're doing pretty good here.
Yeah, I've been very impressed, was very impressed with kind of what's being offered and what's happening here in the community. You know, for a smaller size, there's lots happening and lots going on, which is also pretty exciting to be joining that and, you know, supporting it from the municipal side, but also supporting the community side of things as well.
Okay. And now, I mean, that background in agriculture and in environmental science is so interesting. Do you think that that's going to, you know, come to bear on? I mean, you already have your hands full with, I would say, handling the parks and, you know, the Civic Center itself is probably a full-time job, honestly. But I mean, this is an agricultural area. We have all kinds of farmers. Like, it's a big part of our economy. Do you see that maybe coming to bear on the kind of programming you end up doing over the coming years?
I already see some ties there for sure. So one of the things that Mississauga that I was working on was urban agriculture, community gardens. So we had about 8 community gardens in our parks across the city that had originally sat with another team but had moved over to my team a few years ago. So obviously with our community garden here in Sackville, definitely opportunities there. I think opportunities with the farmers market as well to tie that together. And I'm tied into that as well, is just, you know, a bit more of that horticulture and forestry background that I've had that I can kind of bring here as well and really look at pulling in those pieces from either, you know, food, flowers, trees, and seeing how we can tie that together into the work here in Tantramar as well.
Give me one thing that people should know about active living and culture that your average Tantramar person might not know, or which last thought to leave people with.
Active living and culture, yeah, I think 2 months in, we're a small but mighty team, which again has been, a pretty fortunate piece for my career, is that the teams have always been small but mighty and have been able to really, you know, leverage our community partnerships and community groups to deliver phenomenal programming for the municipality and for our residents. I think it's also an exciting opportunity with, you know, the recent amalgamation and really looking at how we can grow and develop, you know, recreation, parks, culture, and all of those opportunities for all of the residents of Tantramar across the board.
That's Jamie Ferguson, Tantramar's new manager of active living and culture, who started working with the municipality just over 2 months ago. Ferguson says summer programming plans are ramping up, with 18 new summer students hired to work with the municipality this summer. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.